Juno Afternoon is made possible in part by Hanson Gress, delivering IT support to local businesses for more than 15 years. I'm your host, Shelley Delaney, and my next guest, my first guest today, Brenda Taylor and Miranda Leipsack. Hello.
Hello.
Oh, let's get your mics on there. Yes, you're welcome. Thank you so much for being here. You're both here representing Juno STEM Coalition in your respective agencies. Tell me a bit about who they are and what they do.
So the Juno STEM Coalition is a group of people and organizations trying to get more STEM experiences for Juno kids in lots of different ways, through helping teachers, through helping families, through helping organizations, and particularly for doing direct services to families and kids. So that's what this is going to be, a big event called Curiosity Unleashed. And my name is Brenda Taylor, and I co-chair the STEM Coalition. I teach math in the school district, and so I end up often representing the school district. This particular activity is very much sponsored with Juno School District. We've got other school district teachers helping us, and AUIC is sponsoring it with us, as well as JEDC, and we've got ALNP as well. So those are the groups that are specifically doing this activity.
That's great. Miranda Leipsack, you're here representing AUIC on the STEM Coalition. Do you have anything to add to what Brenda just said?
Yeah, so the event's going to be focused on bringing science, technology, engineering, art, and mathematics to the Juno children, and we're really excited to be putting it on.
Yeah, I know that you are both here today to talk about an upcoming event called Curiosity Unleashed, and that's happening at the end of January. Do you want to say a little bit about what that is and what that's going to be about?
Sure. So it's going to be lots of hands-on activities in those things that Miranda just spoke about. But we're really calling it Curiosity Unleashed because we want to focus on that being the main thing, as opposed to separating out science from math, from art, saying what we really want to do is keep kids who already are pretty much born curious being curious, because the more curious they are, the more they're going to want to learn and keep researching and create amazing things, discover amazing things. So we're doing this activity for parents and kids together to help build a sort of a full community of curiosity supporters and encouragers.
And the way this works is it's hands-on, it's interactive. There are a lot of different stations that students move, like spend a little bit of time at and then move on or move around to. And what I know that you really want to share with our listeners today is that you need some volunteers. Can you say more about that and what that entails?
Sure. So we're looking for some people to lead some very curiosity unleashing activities for us within the STEAM description, maybe even a little bit bit beyond that, just to encourage that curiosity. So these students typically spend about 15 to 30 minutes at each station. So we're looking for interactive activities that people would be willing to lead here in the community for us.
Can you maybe give us some examples of what those activities might be?
Sure. So these are just some of, well, in our advertisement, we've said take apart a toaster, because we'll have a lot of take aparts, like old things that don't work anymore. And one of the most wonderful things for kids being curious is to give them some pliers and some screwdrivers and say, take it apart. How do you think it works? So we'll have high school students helping with that, as well as some adults as well. Then there'll be some art projects that are really connected to science and patterns, like how can you paint with a bucket on a string? What happens with pendulums? What kinds of patterns can you make? I'm just looking at some of the people we've had in the past. We've had robotics. We've had paper rockets, recycled Christmas lights. How do glaciers move? How do you make soil? What about fur? What's inside your outside, sort of the human body? How do you build a tower of cards? What about singing whales? What about weather science? This is the third year we'll be doing it, and every year we have about 45 to 50 different activities. And the community is amazing in terms of turning out people from Fish and Game, people from the Forest Service, people from NOAA, people from UAS, people who just have hobbies, people who are interested in these different types of areas and have an activity that really lends itself to kids kind of figuring it out. We're not so focused on making sure they all walk out of there knowing the names of the animals or the clouds, but that they were curious about, I wonder why that happened.
Anything to add?
No, I think that covers
it. Yeah. So ideally, would you want to volunteer to come with a fully formed activity and all the supplies to pull it off?
Do you want to answer that or shall I?
Okay. We will take the whole range.
Okay.
So it's wonderful to have people who have the activity already in mind and they have the supplies and they can come and set it up. It's also wonderful if there are people who are comfortable leading an activity, but they're not sure what activity they want to lead. Email us and we'll brainstorm some ideas. It's also possible to say, I don't want to be in charge, but I'd love to show up on that day and help out because it's very much going to be hands-on. Lots of kids, the more adults and people older than fifth grade that we have helping, the more successful the students are going to be. Last year we had, I think, maybe 15 high school students, and that was really wonderful having the high school students helping these K-5 students and really watching those relationships build. So going back specifically to your volunteer question, you could have it all planned out and all the supplies, or you just know you'd like to show up that day. And if you go to the JunoSTEM.org website, there's a survey that you can click into a Google form and you can say, this is what I'd like to do or not like to do, or you can email us and we can discuss it over email. So there's quite a few ways to get in touch with us.
Do you guys have any like fully formed activities that you just need somebody to run for you?
Well, the one about the pendulum painting, we do not know who's going to run that yet. So for sure, it's super exciting. Basically, we have a bucket with some paint in it and a hole, and it's set up on a yardstick hanging from a string, and you pull it back and you let it go. But not randomly. You're like, oh, that's interesting. That's what happened when I pulled it that way or that far or let it go that fast. What happens if I pull it a different direction? So we'll definitely need somebody to come and help run that and help guide the students in that. We'll have two of those probably set up.
It's great that the older students are willing to come and help out as well. Are these folks who have been through a lot of who have had a lot of exposure to STEM activities through their grade school and high school educations?
Sometimes and sometimes not. It's really, you don't need to come to this knowing lots of, you know, STEM or STEAM content. Really, what the idea is to come and ask questions that encourage kids to think and really listen to the kids and what they say. Because when kids feel listened to, they'll talk more and more and they'll start thinking more and more. And that's what we really want to get going. And high school students are great at that.
Miranda, at AEYC, do you guys have a lot of STEM-based activities that you can offer as resources for your clients or children?
We do actually have some STEM-based activities beyond like the Imagination Library and some of the books within that library that are STEM-based. We just recently received a bunch of donations. I can't remember from who, but we have all these totes about how to deal with winter and frogs and fish, and we plan on incorporating those after this winter.
That's great. And Brenda, I know you're a big part of the STEM Coalition. And how long has that been around?
It's a good question. I think this is our third year because it's the third year that we're doing this Curiosity Unleashed. And we're really kind of getting to a point now where we have annual events, and that's about as much as our coalition can take over. And so we do this Curiosity Unleashed for K-5 families. We do something just for teachers. Then we do something for other STEM organizations in the spring. So those are our big three, along with a lot of supplemental things. Could I add something too?
Of course.
Which is that this year we've expanded it from STEM to STEAM. And so we're really concentrating on art, and particularly in terms of the curiosity piece of the art. So there's a lot of creating an art project or drawing or painting or whatever that is like, I wonder what's going to happen when I draw it this way. And what if I do it that way? And is it going to create the effect that I want? So we're pretty excited that we'll have more art activities. We're also excited that as our like headliner, Artful Thinking, which is professional development that teachers use in their classrooms a great deal, and they do a lot of it is how to encourage students' curiosity in the classroom. So they have these artful thinking routines and ways of talking to students, and they're going to be sharing that with parents and students. Gwenna Corvez is going to kind of lead that in the auditorium. Those would be these two big, giant workshops thinking about how do we think even more broadly of this idea of how do we help kids think. And then secondly, one of the reasons that we are focusing on curiosity is that when AUIC and some of the other people in their partnerships for children, when they've been analyzing the data about what kind of skills correlate for pre-kindergarten, what do they correlate with for kindergarten success and later, curiosity is one of the top three. So like, wow, so what can we do to help our community think about fostering this thing that is so important for success in school? So we're going to really think broadly about curiosity.
Well, I like that you've made that a central theme of this next event, Curiosity Unleashed. And it, again, takes place at Thunder Mountain High School, January 27th, 5 to 7 p.m. But we really need volunteers to help run some of these activities. So what's the best way to sign up or get in touch with you?
So go to our website at junostem.org, and you'll see links there for the survey or for emailing us, or you email us directly at junostemcoalition@gmail.com.
Brenda Taylor, Miranda Leipsack, thanks so much for being here today. I hope that you get an enthusiastic response from some of our listeners who maybe come up with an idea or just want to help out with this event. So thanks so much for being here today. Anything to add?
I just wanted to say that I don't know if we had a chance to say that Miranda's part of AmeriCorps. And we are so grateful that AmeriCorps is here in Juneau and having volunteers that come and help us do these things that really need people like Miranda to make them happen.
All right.
So,
thanks.
So thank you to those people.
That's right. AmeriCorps does so many great things. So thank you for what you do.
So thank you very much.
Thank you.